أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا جناح عليكم فيما عرضتم به من خطبة النساء أو أكننتم في أنفسكم. In the verses that we discussed previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of the iddah, the waiting period of a woman who has lost her husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that she will remain by herself, observing the iddah for 4 months and 10 days. Allah then said that once she has completed this term of iddah, then there is no sin upon you regarding what she does with herself in terms of marriage. In terms of marriage, if she wants to now proceed and get married, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no blame, there's no sin upon you for the decision that she has made, and she should not be discouraged from doing so. Now, remember, while a woman is in iddah, whether it is due to divorce or whether it is due to the death of her husband, she is not allowed to get married, a woman, during her iddah period, during her waiting period. It is haram for her to get married to another man during that period. And if she does so, the nikah will be considered as invalid. So the nikah will have to be made for a second time once her iddah ends. However, there's a woman who is in iddah, and this happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was observing her iddah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was interested in marrying her, but she was in her iddah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to the Nabi of Allah and to everyone else who has a similar desire to marry a certain woman who is in her iddah, that you're not allowed to. One is, you cannot marry her. One is, you cannot directly propose to her also. That is also not allowed, to directly propose to her, to send a proposal to her that, okay, we won't make nikah now because you're in your iddah, but as soon as your iddah terminates, we will make nikah. This too is not allowed, to make a direct form of proposal. But you can make a hint, an ambiguous form of proposal, to let her know that you are interested in her. This is called as ta'reed. Allah says, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا عَرَّضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ. Khitbah is a proposal. On Friday, that is khutbah. And if you propose for a woman, that is khitbah. There's a difference of kasra and dhamma, khutbah and khitbah. So Allah says, there's no sin upon you if you indirectly, if you hint the proposal to this woman who is sitting in iddah. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam let her know. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam identified certain qualities in her, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam let her know that, I'm looking for a woman, you know, in the future who has this quality and who has this quality and who has this quality, referring to qualities within her. From that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indirectly proposed to her through certain hints. So Allah says, this is fine. There's no sin upon you because you want to secure the proposal also at the same time. Just now somebody else beat you to the proposal or to her hand in marriage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no sin upon you if you hint a proposal to the woman while she's in a iddah. أو أكننتم في أنفسكم. Or maybe you don't even mention it, but you keep it to yourself, within yourself. You make the intention, you have the desire within yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. As soon as this woman finishes her iddah, I am going to propose to her, and if she accepts, I will marry her. عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ. Allah says, Allah knows that you will certainly make mention of them. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He made mention of Zainab bint Jahsh, and he indirectly expressed his desire for her. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا. Allah says, but don't secretly promise them that you're going to get married to them. You send her a WhatsApp message secretly, quietly, or send her email, or drop her SMS secretly. Allah says, don't do that. She's in iddah. Allow her to observe her iddah. She's in mourning. She's supposed to mourn the death of her husband. And she has just come out of divorce. She's come through a difficult period in her life. Allow her to go through that process. Otherwise, psychologically, she's going to be affected in the future. allow that mourning process to run its course without her being affected emotionally by other things now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُوَاعِدُهُنَّ وَلَاكِ لَا تُوَاعِدُهُنَّ سِرًّا. Do not secretly make a promise to them that you are going to marry them, إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, except that you speak in a recognized way. What is the recognized way? Allah said, you can hint. That's about it. وَلَا تَعَزِمُ عُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ. Allah says, do not agree and do not take a decision with them that you are going to perform the contract of nikah with them, حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ, until the iddat comes to an end. Then you can openly propose. It's fine. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوهُ. Allah says, remember and know fully well that Allah knows what you conceal within your heart. فَحْذَرُوهُ. Therefore, fear Allah. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And also understand that Allah is the most forgiving and Halim. Allah is the most tolerant. May Allah grant us the understanding.